WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnut. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, this is Max Brown, King Robert from the Royals.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is EC3.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
I'm Bristol.
And I'm Aubrey from ATTV Flipper Flop Vegas.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken Not Hardy.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rap, and you're listening to the greatest rap.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host,
they've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Man, I knew you'd come.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Rack Extra Views right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we are here with NXT TakeOver Phoenix. He's Rock. I'm Lindsay. We're here. We're back. And we're not alone. We have guests.
The NXT analyst, TJ Bellomega.
Oh my God. 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 Oh my God.
Yeah, it's kind of orgasmic.
From 20,000 leagues under the sea, the busiest shark of them all, the assistant to the assistant regional shark, intern shark Kane Kittens.
Okay, I'm going to need a minute. I'm feeling really good, but apparently Papa Hunter is not feeling really good at all right now.
F's in chat for Hunter. So yeah, so we are here to talk all about NXT TakeOver Phoenix. Oh my God, this show, I think I'm pregnant. Because Jesus, this was a show. I feel bad for everybody tomorrow. I hate to compare them, but...
Tomorrow will be fine. It's the Rumble, it's a different beast. Everything will be fine.
I know that, but... This was really beautiful.
Good, really good. By the way, this is presented by Gerwick, MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. You can tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show, come to twitch.tv/WTAlive, at rackradioshow.com, or wildtalkradio.com. Interact with us there. All the plugs on the way. Can we just say how awesome it is to see when a husband can get their wife into their entrance?
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Dude, you know she was geeking out under that fucking helmet.
You could see the big old smile on her face. If you don't know what we're talking about, we're going to talk about the first match, which is the War Raiders taking on Undisputed Era. And the War Raiders showed up. They brought the whole village with them because they come out with a crew of Vikings ready and willing and able to fight. And one of those little Vikings just happens to be Raymond's wife. Raymond's wife. Yeah. He got his wifey in there. I'm so excited.
She tweeted on the 25th. Taking my Viking helmet through TSA. This should go well.
Better of a helmet than a sword?
Uh-huh.
But I mean, she did it during the shutdown.
That's impressive.
Know.
That's impressive right there.
Yeah, if there's any time to get a battle axe over on an airplane, that'd be it.
I wanted to see this live.
Well, you could have.
Shut up.
I was going to say, yeah, you could have been there, dude. Don't whine at us.
I didn't know they were going to fucking start off with a Viking intro, for God's sake. This hurts my soul. This really hurts.
You know, the next time they come and they bring NXT with them, you go.
I know.
You understand me? You go. You don't whine about the money. You just go.
Devil's
Next
fan.
Time NXT comes through Phoenix, I will go.
Devil's fan was there. You could have met up with him. You guys could have had a good time.
Could have hung out.
I hate you all.
See, Devil's fan got to see the Vikings.
Move on to the match.
And it's, you know, interesting. You actually see Vikings you actually enjoy instead of the Minnesota ones. Anyway, moving on to the match.
Do people enjoy the Minnesota Vikings?
No one enjoys the Minnesota Vikings. This match was all about, hey, I'm going to take wrestler A and throw them at wrestler B. That's the match.
I've never seen someone base their offense on using another human as a weapon before.
Okay, one time, okay, we're going to scoop him up and slam him on two dudes. Okay, fine. Seven more moves later, we're still throwing other people at other people.
I feel like that's a standard set for the War Raiders.
It's a joke I've used because it's a Carlin joke and I really like it, but the perfect murder being using one person to kill another person. They both die and there's no murder weapon. This is that joke. Done over and over.
But it's done well over and over. You do have to say that.
Oh, well, yeah, absolutely.
This was just everything you could imagine. Hansen was the MVP of this match. No questions asked.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Without question.
Hansen was great. Rowe had his good spots playing the face in peril. It was... God.
Finish your point.
I was gonna say, the crossbody and power slam or power bomb spot, it's one of those things like... You think it would get old, but God, when he pulls it off, it looks so good.
Go ahead.
It's a brutal amount of power it shows.
I don't want them to go to the main roster. I want them to stay where they're at. They need to stay where they're at. They could just be badasses down there. They don't need to go to the main roster. The main roster doesn't deserve them. They can't have them.
You had Hansen out there doing cartwheels and handstands and everything. Everything you could imagine.
You wouldn't think a man that big could do all that, but apparently he can.
I was going to say, as a big guy myself, it's one of those things like I look at him and go, I want to be that. A cartwheel, a handspring off the ropes, just being able to, you know, land a frog splash with ease. It's insane what he can do with his body.
There were a lot of near falls that got you really invested in this matchup, and they just tore the house down, and it was a great opener.
It set the tone.
It absolutely set the tone. This was perfect. This was everything you could want. I've missed tag team wrestling this good. I've missed it so much.
Good thing we get to see it every 3 months.
Yeah. And in the end though, Undisputed Era gets taken down and the War Raiders pick up the NXT tag team champions in a well-deserved victory. And can I just say, points!
This is going to be the theme of the night is, I'm happy with the result, but God, does it hurt.
I mean, honestly, I wouldn't mind getting about two or three more of these.
Shut up.
I just need the whole feud between these two, because God, it's good. And I just feel like that's it in general. Like, just the caliber of talent that you have in the ring together, it's like, it's going to be nothing but good. Like, you can't put these guys in there and have it suck. You just can't. Because the same thing is said when we saw Undisputed Era versus British Strong Style, Mustache Mountain. It's like, it's not gonna suck. You know it's not. Because they're just too good. When you get that cohesive tag team together, and then you get two of them, it's just magic.
Mm-hmm. What I would like to see is you have the different incarnations of the era trying to beat the War Raiders.
That would be hilarious.
So you have, like, okay, you guys lost. Now, Fish and Cole, you guys get in there. Lose. Okay, Roddy and Fish, get in there. And it's just, they keep trying and keep just coming up short, and you can just watch the frustration growing on this group.
What does it take to beat them? And then in the end, Undisputed Era can't beat them. And maybe the War Raiders banish them from NXT.
Possibly.
It would be a way.
I believe at this point, this is where we saw Tony Storm and Pete Dunne in the crowd.
Can we just talk about that pairing for a second and how Pete was absolutely horrified that he was next to Tony Storm and she's just Little Miss Sunshine, Light and Smiles, and she touches his arm and he's just like, please don't. Please don't touch me.
That's Alexa's British cousin. From what she looked like in the crowd tonight, they look related.
Actually, she's technically Australian.
Whatever. Australian cousin. There. She works in Britain. It's all the same.
Is it's not, dude.
Is it? It's all the same.
Pretty sure it's not.
I know several people that will dispute that with you.
I know.
One of them is massive, just so you know.
What's next on the show?
So up next, after we have Little Miss Sunshine and Light and Grumpy Grumperson himself, we get your bro-tastic match. That's right, this was lit. This was so lit. The number one bro himself. I don't know how many times I can drop this word before gagging.
Lit.
Matt Riddle taking on Cassius Ohno. This was a really nice cooldown match after the War Raiders. Nice little tweener. There was a vicious kick to the face to Riddle from Ohno at one point in this match.
And I like how his girlfriend was like, yep, you deserve that one. Yep.
Yep.
Yep, guys, just do on that one. I don't know. Was it me or did Matt Riddle look high?
I mean,
he has a tattoo of a mushroom on his ribs. That's all you need to know.
I feel like that's partially the character. I'm pretty sure they drug test them, so I don't think he was actually high, but he's probably really good at acting high.
So I think Brent had the best description for this matchup as we were talking about it.
God, I can't remember.
The jock comment.
Oh, yeah. This looked like a fight outside of a fraternity house, for God's sake.
Not a lie.
Yeah, like I described it as a drunk jock fighting a beach bum.
Pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Fairly accurate.
This was, I don't know, I think Matt Riddle, it was just okay. I think Matt Riddle is extremely talented. I think Ohno is good at what he does. I don't need to see them fight anymore.
I just feel like they don't have the chemistry together. It's like, there's just, I get Cassius Ohno's whole thing where he's like, I'm gonna fight whoever the next it person is in NXT, and so that way there's buzz about me again, and da 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 da. Like, I get that's the whole story with him, but it's just like, he and Matt Riddle, there's just no spark otherwise, and by this point, there should be more than just, oh, well, you're the next it guy in NXT.
We talked about Ohno being the gatekeeper of NXT. We had the gatekeeper of the WWE in Dolph Ziggler. I think the difference is Ziggler can sell for anyone and make it look really good. I don't know if Ohno has that capability. It's just, it seemed like a mishmash of styles that just didn't coalesce well.
I feel like Ohno has the ability to... Sorry, go ahead.
This is one of those matches that Ohno has that reminds you he's really not in great shape compared to a lot of the guys he wrestles.
Yeah.
Like you said it before. It's like you said it during the match. It's like he look, you know, with Riddle in the ring, he looks really big, but not in a good way.
Yeah, it looked like I don't even know how to describe it. Like you said when we were talking during the match. Yeah, he just looks massive. But not in that kind of like Brock Lesnar versus another guy massive. It looked like a street, you know, like old Kimbo Slice fights on VHS kind of matchup. It just didn't look pretty.
In the end, the original bro beat. The broiest bro of them all lit up Cassius Ohno for the victory, making him tap out in a weird way of doing a submission. It's like he just kept beating on him, and just
he just bludgeoned him.
Yeah.
It was a really awkward finish for that match.
There were a couple of those tonight. There were a couple finishes that just felt a little off.
I like the other finish more than I like this one. But we'll get to the other.
Yeah, this was just really awkward. You don't see people tap out to just straight beatings, because usually the ref pulls them apart before it comes to that.
I feel like they just, I don't know why, but part of me almost thinks that they like ended this a little early. They're like, yeah, nobody's really feeling this, go ahead and send them home kind of thing.
No, it was the right time.
Just realized 10 minutes into the match, oh wait, these two can't wrestle together.
pull it, quick.
Okay. So before we move on to the next match, and we need to make a prediction here and now, because it's about to go down. Will Jack Swagger land more punches in his first fight than CM Punk did?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm going with yes.
Okay. Because it's about to go down on TV right now. So that's why I wanted to get that in before we get this match up on.
We're awful people.
We, the people.
All right. So up next... The reason why at least one of us is pregnant.
We all are.
Johnny Gargano versus Ricochet for the North American Championship. Holy Jesus on a pogo stick.
Yeah.
I need Ricochet tested for legit whatever the hell Captain Marvel is made out of, because oh my god, he has some of that.
He's more human than human.
I mean,
thanks, Rob.
How did he do half of that? How? I need an actual how he did most of that, because well, there's just no way.
The man no sells physics is what he does.
Yeah.
I would just like to say, what did he show up as today? That's how he did it. He is a legit superhero.
He's Miles Morales in disguise.
Jesus Christ.
No, I said it on Twitter. After tonight, Spider-Man needs to dress like Ricochet.
Yeah, that's accurate. This match was just unbelievably good. Just from the crazy moves to the storytelling to all of it. I'm kind of sad this wasn't the main event, but the main event was so good that I can't be mad at it.
So he does the 630 and landed on his feet?
Mm-hmm.
How?
Magic.
He tried to do a Frankensteiner off the top rope and landed on his feet.
Gargano. No, Gargano did a Frankensteiner to him, and he did a full
rotation.
Two fucking front flips and land on his feet.
Yeah.
At that moment, Johnny had the look on his face like, take me.
I think we all had the look on our faces of just take me.
I grew a uterus in that spot.
Candace is in the back going, go ahead.
So, like, they went to the outside, they pulled up, you saw Johnny mess with his brain, like, do I use the concrete? Can I use the concrete? And they're like, no, they gets back in the ring, does more stuff. And then they wind up by the concrete, and when he does the suplex, you just hear this thud.
It's the last bit of the old Johnny wrestling just dying in that one moment.
Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But you heard the thud when he hit the concrete. Oh, God.
And then the follow-up that just solidified it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Throws Ricochet back into the ring, gets up on the apron, looks at him as he stands up, and utters in his best impression of Yzma, I win. Whoa. Spike DDT.
1, 2, 3. Johnny Gargano is your new North American Championship. Now, Omega, you made an interesting point. When we were watching this, you said, I'm really glad Tommaso Ciampa didn't show up, because this match was already insanity. It just would have been over the top with him in the match.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we ever thought he was going to show up in this one. We've always thought Johnny was going to be in the main event, which made more sense.
No, someone did touch on it on Thursday, actually.
But I think the general impression was for the main event. Anyway.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong about that match. You can't find a fault in that match. I know people out there will pick it apart, where it's too spotty and everything like that. There's, like, you could do move. You had moves that could kill you, and then, oh my god, it's a 2.99999.
Yeah, blah, 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 flippy match.
To be fair...
Go ahead.
I was going to say, to be fair, I'm one of the people that usually complains about spotty matches. This match had its high spots, but you at least got selling in between of it. That's the big difference, was the fact that, you know, when you hit, 540 off the top rope, that it's not just Gargano springs right up and hits a super kick. It's instead he hits it and then... Yeah, Gargano might be against the ropes, but when the next move hits, that's when you can hit the next thing.
You can see there was physically draining of energy and emotion in their faces, exhaustion.
Right, there was actual transitions.
Yeah, and in some matches, in the flippy matches, where there's no selling, there's no exhaustion being said, oh, I'm fine. Flip, 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 super kick, flip. Still breathing fine, no sweat, no nothing. You're not really selling. Each of these moves were impactful, and you could see it was taking effect on each man throughout the match.
Yeah, there was content there between the moves, and I feel like that's what Ricochet does best. Is yes, he can pull off absolutely insane moves. The man defies gravity, but he knows how to tell a really good story as well. He knows how to sell. He knows how to make what he does count, and that's important. Johnny Gargano as well. I mean, that goes without saying for Johnny. I mean, Jesus Christ, he's amazing. But Ricochet is just, we're all like, just take us. Just, I feel like the entire wrestling community is in love with Ricochet. Like, actually in love with him. Not just this whole platonic, yeah, he's a great, great guy. No, we just, we're in love with him. We all want to marry him.
Well, kind of like, way. This is, like, it's one of those things where
on the indie scene, people have known this about Ricochet for a long time. You know, I get to see, you know, like watching Lucha Underground, I get to see Prince Puma do a lot of this really cool stuff. That spot that we love so much where he's doing front flips out of hurricanranas and landing on his feet. He did that with Kota Ibushi years ago, and people lost their minds.
People still are.
Oh, yeah. Now we get to see it on a grand stage, and now everyone realizes, oh, this is what everyone was talking about. Okay.
And the fact that he can still do it, it's like, how?
He's only gotten better. I have never in my life seen anyone who knew what they could do in the ring so well and be so confident at it. At all times, he knows what his body can do, where the ring is, where the floor is, and exactly how to make the two mesh.
There was one really, like, super awkward spot in this match, and I'm not quite sure what happened there, but it's like, at one point they're getting back in the ring, and Ricochet kind of wrestles Johnny up, and he sort of wrenches him up over his shoulder, and then he just kind of, like, their two are fighting, and I'm not sure if there's supposed to be a flip involved or something, but Ricochet just kind of, like, chucks Johnny, and Johnny just sort of face plants into the mat. That was, like, the only really awkward moment in this match, but everything else was just dead on spectacular.
I saw him get chucked into the corner, which I kind of coughed up to just exhaustion.
Yeah, so. Yeah, if you didn't see this match, how could you not see this match? Please go watch this match.
Go out of your way to see this match at some point.
Yes.
I may have to watch this again several times. Moving on, we have the ladies. And I feel semi-bad for Shayna and Bianca because they did have to follow this match, but they followed it up in spectacular fashion as the NXT Women's Championship was on the line. Bianca Belair had a star-making appearance. Shayna certainly didn't look bad. And yeah, this was a good one.
You had a little awkward, but good. You had a prime opportunity with this crowd to make Bianca Belair a star among stars, because they bought into her fighting out those submissions.
Oh, Jesus.
They got behind her, and they wanted to see her win. Like, everyone was on the edge of their seat for her to win. Could you talk about the selling of the arm and how she didn't do it like others do it? Because she did sell it. I know you guys are going to bring that up in a second, but she did sell the arm. Because she held on to it multiple times. Did she get to do moves and whatever? Yes. But she was still selling the arm. It's something where if she won tonight, she was a major star. But her stock rose tonight, and I think that was the best part about this match. You made a legit talent now who can go on to fight the top talent in NXT.
Well, she has a legit beef in the fact that the two Shaynettes, we'll call them, showed up and interfered in the match.
The horsewomen.
Shaynettes at this point. They don't become the horsewomen until they get the fourth, and she may not be around that much longer, depending on rumor. Anyway, so they show up. They somewhat cost her that match. There's also the ref bump that happened in this match. So Bianca does have a legit beef to go back to Regal and be like, I want a one-on-one, and I want it in like a cage, or I want it where they're banned from ringside, or I want a stipulation added to this match to ensure that there are no shenanigans this time. And then I'm taking her title.
I'm going to interrupt before we continue on. LOL R-Truth rapping Jack Swagger to the ring.
Oh, you didn't hear about that?
Oh, I did. But watch.
Oh, I forgot about that.
What's up?
He's getting, R-Truth is getting booed as he's rapping him to the free.
Of course,
because they can hear it.
And I want you all to remember, take a moment, that's your number 30 competitor tomorrow.
Yep, and Swagger is wearing a We the People shirt.
Anyway. Oh my god.
That's just, I'm pretty sure that's IP infringement, but okay, alright, we'll move on from that. I do want to say they made it, like, the announcers made a comment in this match where they're like, I don't think there's anybody that could take on Shayna Baszler, and I'm sitting here like, I wouldn't mind seeing Rhea Ripley take a shot. Pretty sure she could mess her up a little bit. So maybe book it, somebody, but Bianca gave her a run for her money, and yeah, Bianca I feel like needs just a little bit more polishing, but it's there. You see it, it's there, and when she's ready to go, I'm gonna need Bianca versus Sasha.
Oh, it'll come.
I need that in my life.
Also, can we talk about how, with the hair whip, it cut open Shayna's stomach?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't see it cut.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it... That snap, and then the camera zoomed right in, and there was a mark. She drew blood tonight.
This was a good match.
I know it's a simple gimmick, but good lord, does that work.
I like that Bianca was in a position where she actually had to sell, which she usually doesn't have to, and she did a really good job at that. All things considering, could she do better? Yes. But she was under pressure. She delivered. They had a good match in a tough spot because they were after Gargano and Ricochet.
Pity anyone who had to follow that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad the girls were second from the top in terms of the order, so it's like they're still in a top position. They delivered, and now I can see a four-way coming at WrestleMania weekend, because you gotta get Io in there, you gotta get Zayn in there, you gotta get them all involved. I think doing Io and Shayna may be the move, I don't know, but I think a four-way might be better. But I at least know on TVs in the next 2 months, we're probably gonna get a six-person tag of it.
Yeah.
Probably. We'll have to see what happens, though, with the Rumble tomorrow, too, and see who shows up and who doesn't. And maybe who gets called up. We'll have to see. But yeah, this was good. Again, they'll continue to polish up Bianca and work with her and get her really raring to go. And when they get her ready for the main roster, she is going to be something. You can see it. You can absolutely see the talent and just the ability. She just needs a little bit of that polish. And that only comes with experience. And speaking of experience, let's talk about the main event. Let's talk about Ciampa versus Aleister Black.
Okay, talk about it.
The other reason I'm probably pregnant tonight. Good God. This match. I need more of this in my life, number one, because these two were fantastic, which they should have been. They were the main event, and they absolutely lived up to it.
This was a good match. It wasn't as good as the Gargano match.
I feel like a lot of matches are going to suffer today and tomorrow because they're not Gargano.
Yeah, I think it was a much more grounded and hard-hitting match, which when you have Ricochet and Gargano doing the stuff they're doing, it's going to take a little bit of a backseat, but I think overall the storytelling in this one was better.
Yeah. Ciampa is just so good at being that dastardly asshole heel. He is just so good at it that I don't know if there's anybody that can do it better than him. He's just got it so nailed down.
I was gonna say, they've needed someone like him in that role for a long time. You've had Miz as the smarmy heel up on the main roster. The closest I think you've gotten, I don't know, in the past 10 years could have been Orton at times. But yeah, what Ciampa embodies when he does his work is just next level.
And it's not anything terribly complicated. It's not anything even unique. It's just the way he does it. He has charisma, like you were going to say. It's just him. It's him almost being him, but you know it's not him. He's not that exactly, but he's pulling that side of his personality out, and he's cranking it up, and he's using it. And it's just incredible.
He has the charisma. He has the timing to know when to do it. And that's the key. He knows when to do it and knows when not to. He knows when to be serious. He knows when to be slimy. He knows it all, and he's really good at what he does.
And I really hope they don't ruin him.
Keep him down in NXT as long as you can.
Yeah, him and Gargano both.
All right.
Him and Gargano both.
Breaking news. Swags gets the win.
Wow!
Best in the world!
He took a punch early, but then took the dude down and got the ended up winning the fight.
I'm sorry. Is it wrong that I get joy over that and what it means for someone else?
He drove a big forearm right to the head. Boom.
No, you take that Schadenfreude and enjoy it.
And tap the dude out. So, good job. Good job, Swags. Good job. Anyway.
One time you'll find me rooting for Jack.
Aww. So anyway, back to this match. We do have to talk about the selling of the knee, because Aleister Black hits this insane spot where he knees... The best way to describe it is he knees Ciampa off the top turnbuckle onto the floor, and for the rest of the match and night, he sells that his knee is just messed up, it's injured, but he keeps going back and using it, and he just keeps hurting it more. And this is where that polish comes into play, just a little bit.
Yeah, I was gonna say that as well.
And it's not talking bad about Bianca at all. It's just you see the difference between a 10-year veteran and someone who is still relatively new in the business. She has some experience behind her. I know that. But it's like Aleister just...
It's a whole
Aleister
different...
Aleister has a different level.
It's a different level, yeah.
Well, I was going to say, it's when I watched Bianca tonight, it was very similar to someone else that we had talked about in the past, Charlotte.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When Charlotte would get in a match and hurt something, she'd sell it for a quick second, and then, like, if she hurt her knee or her arm, then she'd do her figure eight easy, and you were like, oh, okay. When Bianca hit a spear with her hurt shoulder, she, like, kind of grasped at it real quick while also, like, running for the pin. Whereas tonight, you had a perfect example of Black with his messed up knee hitting that snap suplex, and the first thing he does is he puts his leg up in the air because he can't put the weight on it. It's little things like that that was the difference and showed the selling, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, and that's the story of this match in general, because it's all about that injury just building up on Black the whole time.
Yeah, so Ciampa, still your champion, after all. We should mention, before this matchup, Velveteen Dream was shown at ringside with two lovely ladies. Should mention, that was not the original plan, according to Triple H, who someone else was supposed to be there, but they were sick, so there's that. So anyway.
Curse that sick person. Curse them
we'll
so hard.
We'll never know.
We'll never know. He's not going to say. But yeah, after the match.
Yeah. By the way, get well soon, Kenny.
We love you. Anyway, moving on. After the match, we see Ciampa posing on the stage with his title, and oh, who comes out but your brand new North American champion, Johnny Gargano, and the two exchange a glance, and then they hold their titles up together. So we have a dark DIY reunion out takeover.
Candace, go get your man. Go get your man now.
She's not going to go get him.
She needs to.
She's still recovering from Ricochet, okay? Just, you know.
She's pregnant from Ricochet. Not that
we
way.
All are. We all are. Just, it's all his fault. Anyway. Yeah, so this was a nice way to close out the show, but this wasn't it, because apparently something happened after the show that did not air on the network.
Yeah.
I'm a little bummed it didn't air on the network.
We'll probably get the footage on
NXT.
On NXT. There was a big brawl that took place after the show. Dream was there, and Ricochet and Aleister came back out, everyone brawled. Hunter had to break it up backstage. So yeah, we'll probably see it on .com or on TV next week.
You know, Dad was pissed if he had to break it up.
God damn it, these kids.
Again, I still have this idea that they all call him Dad.
That's what happens when you have boys, Hunter.
Oh, okay. All right, continue. I'll have a point afterwards. Go ahead.
Well, to be fair, I'm sure that the girls are equally as rowdy, but anyway, continue.
Someone continue.
Yeah, Rock. Someone continue. As Rock.
I muted to cough. The Vikings were all the War Raiders' friends.
It was the wedding party!
It was the wedding party!
They just carried it over to the show!
They've been drinking nonstop for a week. They just all showed up in their Viking gear.
You know what? That makes sense. It's all their regular gear. They didn't have to go out shopping for anything. They didn't have to hit the local prop shop. This is all their homemade stuff from when they go out on the weekends.
It is!
It really is! If you saw the wedding video on YouTube, you know.
So, Brent, results.
Okay. Starting in last place, and no, I don't mean in WTR Fantasy, because we all know what that answer is after tonight. Going 2-3, the 8-ball. It did not have... Oh, no, it had one title changing hands, and that was it. It wanted Gargano to win.
Suck it, you traitorous slut.
Coming in tied for third place, myself and Rock. I had Ricochet winning, which after that match, I really don't care who won anymore.
Yeah, I think everybody won.
And Rock had the girl who is no longer undefeated.
Well, I was going for points.
And that means tied for first place tonight with a 5-0 record, Lindsay and Omega.
Hey!
I didn't quite catch that. You want to say that again?
Lindsay.
And?
Someone else. Omega lol. TJ oh. Omega got first place as well. There. Are you happy?
I'm amused, yes.
The official quote is, when you have access to Vikings, you use Vikings.
Like you do. I mean, that is accurate.
Yeah, can't argue that.
War.
I just kind of want them to show up every time with a bunch of Vikings. Like, that just kind of needs to happen. Just the whole village comes along for the ride.
Lindsay, I'm picturing Mania right now.
Yeah.
Burke.
Yeah.
They have the ship that they come out of.
I would be fine with that.
I would be absolutely okay.
If they could get away with it, dragons.
just no zombies.
Just no zombies.
We'll take dragons, take ice. We just don't take zombies.
I still need zombies for 2 days.
What about ice zombies?
No, no ice zombies. We can't deal with no more ice zombies. No more.
Omega,
no more
that comes zombies. In, that comes in April. That happens in April.
No. We get Valentine zombies before then.
Yeah, it's a little scary. But anyway, if you want to see us play things with ice and zombies and maybe dragons, you should stick around because I think we're doing Fortnite with friends after this, are we?
Yes, we are.
All right. So, for NXT TakeOver, that does it for us, unless anybody has any final thoughts. Anybody?
I said it to someone else. I am stunned at the story that they are telling with Gargano and Ciampa. This has been going on 2 years. It was 2 years ago. They lost the tag team titles and started this whole descent. The super slow burn on Johnny's heel turn and slowly becoming more like Ciampa every time they face each other. To tonight, where I was literally, that's the last of the old Johnny dying when he refused to use the concrete the first time. It's amazing. It's a level of storytelling I've never imagined WWE would be capable of. And I am still thoroughly fascinated with where they are going with it.
While you're at it, plug your stuff.
Oh, sure. For far less fascinating stuff, you can find me all over the internet. If you want to follow me on Facebook, it is TJ Reviews. If you want to follow me over on Twitter, it is TJ Omega. And TJ Omega is also the YouTube channel with a ton of content to watch. And then, of course, there's TJOmega.net for a whole bunch of stuff that YouTube doesn't like.
Brent, final comments and plugs.
Well, if you want to reach me, you can find me on Twitter at KaneKittens. And when I'm not there, I'm at work for going on to my road to 2000. Yay!
Or filling in as the host of the Greater Than Great Debate. Tonight, midnight-ish, SteveRiotoLive.com.
No, we did not talk about this. Excuse me.
Congratulations, you've been promoted.
That's not a promotion.
For tonight's hard-hitting debate.
Deep penetrating.
It's going to get inside your head. Stick there. Stuck there.
It's going to get inside somewhere.
What is the debate?
Movies.
Not a good enough use of the word penetration, I'm sorry.
Oh, just... porn movies.
There you go. Got it. Someone got the
hint. He got the shtick.
The question is, will sub when we shamelessly promote it to start the show? Anyway, that's coming up in 2 hours from now. SuperRealLive.com and right here at twitch.tv/SuperRealLive. You want to know our opinions on the Royal Rumble? Russell Talk Radio will be live following the show on Sunday night, and we will be live, The Rack, Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern. Rack Radio Show and all your favorite social media platforms as Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. If you want to make picks for the Royal Rumble, it's Facebook.com/Group/Wild Talk Radio Network. Make sure you follow and subscribe, Twitch.tv/WTR Live. Check out the Rack Extra Reviews, Total Bellas Season 4, Episode 3, which will be available at some point this coming week. Lindsay.
All right, you can follow me on most of the social medias at LindsayWard, LNSWRD. And don't forget to check out the very fine sponsors, MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211, Gerwick.net, and 5B.com. So for Rock,
hold on,
for
before,
Omega.
Before you close, I love the WWE.
Damn it!
Because it just came up. WWE just tweeted, congrats to Real Jack Swagger on a successful Bellator MMA debut.
Aww.
We the people!
So, alright, for all these idiots here, because Rock interrupted me, this has been the Rack Extra Reviews NXT TakeOver. We will be back with the Royal Rumble review on Thursday. But till then, everybody sit tight, because we're really not going anywhere, because we're getting ready to play Fortnite with friends. So, till that, bye!
WildTalkRadio.com.